USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization says the number of coronavirus cases in China is continuing to decline, while in other parts of the world they're seeing a surge. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams tells Fox News the chances of you getting the coronavirus are slim to none.
We're certainly seeing more spread in communities, but it's important for folks to know that right now their risk as American citizens remains low.
Along those same lines, President Trump says it's safe to attend a political rally.
These were set up a long time ago, and others are. I mean, you could ask that to the Democrats because they're having a lot of rallies.
President Trump talking to reporters at the White House. Stocks are bouncing back in a big way on Wall Street, with the Dow posting its single biggest point gain ever. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 1,293 points to finish at 26,703. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
A legendary CEO has passed away. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Former president and CEO of General Electric, Jack Welch, has died today at 84. In an interview just a couple of years ago, he said he saw himself like this.
Well, an Irish kid from Salem who ends up with the greatest job in the world, and I was trying to make $10,000 to live on. I mean, I had a great run.
Even more than illegal immigrants in the United States, refugees who enter the country tap into social welfare programs that cost taxpayers between $60,000 and $133,000. That's according to a new study. The study from the Center for Immigration Studies says its goal was to bring accuracy to the issues of cost to help policymakers in the immigration field. The refugee issue has been a hot one under President Trump, as he has cut the number of refugees allowed into the United States each year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump is continuing to use Twitter to razz the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them." This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during this Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
More on the 2020 Democratic primary, with Mayor Pete dropping out of the race late Sunday. It's still unknown as to which candidate is primed to inherit his supporters. The timing of Mayor Pete dropping out of the race is a little confusing to former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino, who tells Fox News there may be some sort of backroom deals going on between the Democratic presidential candidates.
I don't want to make allegations on, especially that I can't support. I'm just saying it's not unheard of in politics in the past for backroom deals. I'm not suggesting anything remotely illegal. I'm just saying, hey, you want a spot in our administration? It's happened in the past. Did it happen here? I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but it has happened in the past, and it seems quite odd that he had this memo go out there, and then all of a sudden, see you later, I'm gone, I'm out of here.
Bongino speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.